effort is 100% in the mind. No coach, no player, nobody else can make you run to the ball. Nobody else can make you finish a tackle. Nobody else can do it. That's why it's the most isolated things in this earth right now, is effort. Because that's all about you.
Wins and losses come a dime a dozen. But effort, nobody can judge effort. Because effort is between you and you. Effort ain't got nothing to do with nobody else.
You gotta be the hardest workers in the room.
The masters make the hardest things in the world look easiest. And in the moments where you push yourself, when no one else is around, those moments have a tendency to lead to success.
And not only that, but in what world do we not work every day? You gotta work every fucking day. It doesn't end.
It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of people. It is. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you fucking do, you've arrived.
Damn, man, how many movies are you going to make, or how much shit are you going to do? Like, you do a lot of shit. I say yes. It's my ambition. Of course. Why not? I love what I do.
When people are like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? I'm in the right fucking spot of obsession and drive.
That's the difference of when you say, I want to be something, and I don't have no choice. When I want to be something, then you're going to present a lot of broken dreams. When you are destined to do something, the conversation is totally different. Because it's a lifestyle.
At some point, you got to be fucking tired of not being number one. You have to be, and you got to fucking play angry. And I play angry.
Because I'm pissed off for greatness. Because if you ain't pissed off for greatness, that means you're okay with being mediocre.
One day I made a decision that enough is enough. I'm tired of being average. I'm tired of being good. I'm tired. I want to move to the nicest neighborhood. I want to fly first class. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime.
I wake up every morning at 3 o'clock. Why? Because you just got to get there before the genius get there. They ain't waking up to 8. So if you get up at 3, you ain't got to be smarter than them. You just got to be quicker than them. You just got to be faster than them. You just got to get to the spot before they get to the spots. You ain't got to be them. You ain't got to be on their level. You don't have to be as smart. You don't have to become them. You can stay you, but you got to get there before they get there if you're going to stay you. You have to get this concept of going all in. You have to get this beast mode.
I want to position myself for greatness. I don't know everything. I have not accomplished everything. I'm not where I want to be. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still trying to get better. You've got to position yourself and stop pouting. Stop looking at what other people are getting and look at what they're doing. And if you start doing it, you start getting it. You don't get out of life what you want. You get out of life what you earn.
Every day I feel like eating. Every day I feel like giving my wife the best life. Every day I feel like driving in a nice car. Every day I feel like flying first class. Every single day of my life, I feel like giving 120. Every single day, I don't have days where I don't feel like it. Why? Because I'm counting on me. My wife's counting on me. I don't have days to waste.
When you want it that bad, when you wake up early in the morning, when everything else is secondary to you, you're going to be successful. But until you do that, you'll never have it. When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
I'm speaking to the people who want more. The people who want to be the fucking pinnacle. The people who want to be accomplished. The people who want to make a fucking difference. You guys are going to have to go all the fuck in.
Make a 100% commitment to give the best effort you've ever given to outwork, outimprove, outstrategize, outlast like never before.
You can't be motivated anymore. You don't need others to motivate you. You have to be self-motivated.
You can't listen to your mom. You can't listen to your dad. You can't listen to your friends. You can't listen to the fucking internet. You can't stick your fucking toe in the pool and say, oh, you know, I don't know, this kind of feels weird. No, you have to dedicate every fucking breath, every fucking ounce of energy, and every fucking thought and effort that you possibly have in your heart to becoming what it is you want to be.
If you really want to make an impact, you're going to get a lot of judgment. You're going to get a lot of hate. People are going to just diss on you. People are going to say, who do you think you are? If no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential.
I actually appreciate my haters. My haters keep me grinding. I tell them all the time, if you want to pay attention to success, watch me.
A lion never negotiates with an hyena. He ain't waking up in the morning and saying, I'm gonna go hang out with some hyenas. He ain't going to the same clubs where he know the hyenas don't like him anyway, because he don't concern himself with the conversations of hyenas. An eagle flies at a certain altitude, and the only other bird flies at that altitude is another eagle. So if he find himself flocking with pigeons, he may be flying too low. See, sometimes we asking ourselves, why my friends treating me like this? You hanging out with pigeons. Why are they talking about me like this? Man, you hanging out with pigeons. The eagles ain't got time to gossip. Kings don't gossip. Fools party, kings celebrate. You got to come out your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be.
You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied.
Your ability to go all in, and when I say all in, I mean all the in. Every moment, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every fucking year, for as long as it fucking takes for you to get where you're going, you should be consumed with that path.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar. You pack your calendar, that's how you show the world that you want to win, because everything is based off of activity.
It's very hard when you go up against somebody that shows up every flipping day, where you sit there and say, take a damn week off, go on vacation. Why don't you slow down for a day or a month or 2 months or 3 months? Please, let me catch up. Because hungry people, they're just more urgent than everybody else. If I need to learn a skill set today, I'm going to go buy the course today. I'm going to get better at it today. Not tomorrow, not this afternoon, not later on tonight, today.
What you do at night matters. What you do in the morning matters. What you do when your friends are out drinking matters. What you do on Saturday matters. What you do on Sunday matters. The success clock doesn't give a fuck what day it is. It's going to run no matter what. And you guys pretend like you can work 7, 8, 10 hours a day and then spend the rest of your time off, and you think you're going to be somewhere, and you're not. And you're surrounded by people who enable this thought process. Your good friends, your family, people who have accepted mediocrity as a life. Oh, you don't need to work on weekends. Why do you work so hard at night? Why do you get up so early and do that? Why do you train so hard? Why are you reading all these books when we're out drinking beer?
When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you going to be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always got to get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts.
Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, just be satisfied with what you got? No! Don't believe him. Get him away from you. You should never be satisfied with what you got. You should double your business. Triple it. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better.
Easy never pays well. So if you're thinking that it's just going to be a walk in the park, you're dead fucking wrong. You have to give it every fucking bit of effort and energy you have to pull it off. And you have to work harder than everyone else. Work while they sleep. Learn while they party. Save while they spend. And live like they dream.
You're going to have so many people tell you, you don't have what it takes. How are you, of all people, going to do that? You're being unrealistic. You're not going to make it. Don't believe a word they say. You're going to have to block out the noise of everyone around you and focus on yourself.
You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena? In life, it's not the genetic guy who wins, or the guy with the most potential that wins. It's a person with the greatest perseverance that wins. Always willing to get up and go at it again and go at it again. That's the guy who has his hand raised later in life, guys. That's the guy you guys need to be.
Every true leader, they're called weird, they're called eccentric. When you do the things of real leadership, you're going to be called strange. Get strong enough in your own skin that when people laugh at you or when they throw stones at you, you keep on going.
What are you going to do now? How are you going to control that now? How are you going to flip it upside down and say, Roger that, now I'm going to harness this shit, and you'll read about me years from now.
Everybody who wronged you in the past, they gonna have to feel you. They gonna have to see you. Don't get even. Don't worry about getting even when you already beat the odds.
You wanna make your dream come true, you gotta stay focused. Some people rather get even than get ahead. Stay focused on where you wanna go. I just kept on doing what I was supposed to do.
You have to be relentless. You have to never let off the gas, never stop, never quit. Never allow anyone to talk you out of the dream, the vision, and ideas that God has sent you.
We all get knocked out. I've had my haters. I've had people who've come against me, who try to sabotage me. I'm like the lion. I'm not the gazelle. I don't need something external to motivate me. I find something within. Life gonna whip your butt. Life is gonna bully you. Stop whining. Stop crying. Nobody cares. Be demanding. Let it hit you, but don't let it punk you.
Stop letting people affect your day, affect your life, affect the outcome of what's gonna happen to you.
Waste no more effort wrestling with other people. Your destiny, your future is not predicated on the decision of someone else. You've wasted too much of your life trying to change other people's mind about you. It doesn't matter what they think about you. It matters how
you're home. Protect what's yours.
You aren't giving any breaks in life. You make them for yourself. We are all being tested in life. And how you face that test determines the rest of your life.
There's a lot of times where I don't know how I'm going to move forward, but I ask myself one question. Can you take another step? And that answer is always yes. Those circumstances will make us stronger. And most fucking demons are coming at you and they're attacking you. If you feel you can't handle them, you have to invent someone that can. We all have the ability to transform ourselves to bring more out.
Regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind. And that one day, you see me on a dark alley, run at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one thing. I was grinding.
It happens in solitude, where I try, and I try, and I try again, with everything I have to be the best that I can possibly be, better than I was yesterday, better than people thought I could be, better than I thought I could be, because I will not stop.
I want what all other men want, but when the pressure hits, when the opposition hits, when the challenge hits, when the pain creeps in, when the uncertainty creeps in, when the cuts, when the scars, when the bruises come, I just want it a little bit more than they want it.
And if you ain't got more heart than me, if you ain't been working harder than me, if you ain't sacrificed more than me, I'm gonna destroy you. And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care if you say we outnumber. We live by this and we die by this. We don't run. We don't retreat.
You know how hard I worked to get here? And you think I'm about to get this up? Have you lost your mind? I put in too many hours. I sweat too much blood, too much tears. I worked hard to get here. Didn't nobody give me this. I didn't grow up with wealth. Didn't nobody pay me. I worked for this. Sweat, blood, tears. I earn every dime I get. I worked for this. I put in time.
To be anxious is to have anxiety about something that hadn't even happened yet. Some of you are so worried about the threat of trouble. You're not in trouble, it's just that trouble has threatened you. And the threat of what might happen, what could happen, is wearing you down. Half of the things that you thought were going to happen never did happen. But if you allow those thoughts to dwell in your mind, it will succeed at robbing you of your peace, robbing you of your joy, robbing you of your life, just because you thought yourself into a nervous breakdown. You thought yourself into depression. You thought yourself into defeatism. This is no time to lose your head. This is no time to quit. This is no time to faint. This is no time to collapse. This is no time to give in.
You may look bad for a little while, but shame.
No devil in hell can destroy you. If you keep in the back of your mind, I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of it. Bit by bit, pull by pull, tug by tug. I am coming out of it. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know what I'm going to have to go through. I don't know what I'm going to lose along the way. But I still believe that I'm coming out. I've been broke. I've been busted and disgusted. But I still believe that I'm coming out.
You got to learn how not to give up or how not to give in. You got to try. You got to. But whatever you do, you cannot give up. You cannot give in.
You're the only person that can stop you. So stop talking like a victim. Stop thinking like a victim. Stop acting like a victim. And walk into your destiny. Walk into it.
I'm going to tell you the truth. You're going to be attacked, betrayed, exposed, and humiliated.
Life is going to break you, and it's going to see how bad you really want it.
That's the moment when you are truly alone. And what will you do then? Can you summon the will to fight on through all the pain and rise again? Who are you? That will be the defining question of your life. And I think you already know the answer.
Because your pain is your power. You suffer so you can be much stronger.
I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how far-fetched it might appear to be. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream. But here's what I know. That dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible.
Albert Einstein said, imagination is everything. It's a preview to life's coming attractions. Everything you imagine is a preview to a coming attraction. Once you understand that and quit looking at your imagination as hocus pocus, it opens up a wide range of things and possibilities. And if you're bold enough, if you're strong enough, if you can handle the pain, you can make it happen. You just can't quit in the middle of the journey.
In every project, there's escape hatches. And if you don't bolt them closed when the going gets tough, boom, away you go. When you make up your mind to do something, quitting should never be an option. If you're going to quit, quit when you're at your peak, when you're very, very successful. But don't quit because you're tired of paying the price. If you pay the price, the reward is going to be that much sweeter.
I can accept failure. Everyone fails at some point, but I cannot accept not trying. When you've tried your best, when you've given 120%, you should never feel bad. You pick yourself up, you look at it from another perspective, you come up with another solution, and you go at it again. You're a problem solver. You're not soft. You're not weak. You don't quit. You don't surrender. You fall 7 times, you get up 8. You chase after that thing you believe you deserve until you get it. And you let nothing stand in your way. You can't ever feel bad when you put forth 120%. You can't let the outcomes make you feel whack. You're not whack. You're a warrior. You won't always win, but you gotta always try.
Absolutely refuse to quit when you know what you're doing, what you're studying, the price you're paying is going to pay enormous dividends in the long run.
You gotta learn to see the good in everything that could be negative. And sometimes tragedies strike not to hurt you, but to elevate you in a way. If the tragedy never happened, you would never be elevated.
So you gotta say to yourself, I will learn to see the good in everything bad that happens in my life. These challenges, these tribulations, these things will make me stronger.
With every decision comes a result. With every decision there comes an outcome. And so in order for you to make your dreams and goals become a reality, you gotta be a great decision maker.
It's one thing to talk about your dreams, but it's another thing to wake up when you know you're supposed to wake up. To try again when you failed for the 100th time. To say no to quitting when your body is screaming that you stop. Those decisions, they are the path to your dream.
There will be nobody in this world that will stop you from becoming what you want to become except you.
If you walk out of this room today, you owe you to make good decisions. Because when you make bad decisions, you destroy you. You're killing you. You're destroying you. And I told you that if you make good decisions, you reap the benefits of it.
Many of us feel like right now there's a mountain in front of you that seems immovable. But I'm telling you, the power of good choices, the power of hard work, tenacity, refusing to quit, refusing to say I can't, and I give up and I quit, but beginning to say and to really believe I can, I must, I will, I refuse, I won't be defeated. Nothing in front of me is going to stop because I can control me. I can control the controllable, and that's how hard I work. That's my desire to refuse to quit no matter what. I will not give up until I achieve my dream.
Every decision that you make has consequences. Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Every little decision you make counts.
And most people will not be successful. They will not reach whatever they wrote because when there's not anything emotionally attached to it, they're going to quit and give up. Most people were closer than they ever thought they were to finishing that big thing, but they never finished it because they didn't feel like finishing it. Or they were doing it and it was pain. And most people quit in the pain because the pain hurts so bad that they don't know if they want to keep going and get to go. Because you're going to wake up most days and not feel like it. You're going to wake up most days and not be pumped up. You're going to wake up most days and not feel like doing it. But when you can get to a point that you do it anyway, then there's no way you won't reach any of your goals.
You are not where you want to be, not because you need any more gifts. You don't need nothing else. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no. You keep talking about everybody else you can't tell no. You can't tell you no. You can't tell you stop. You can't tell you quit. You got to get to a point where you're disciplined.
It's a muscle. The mind is a muscle. Emotion is a muscle. I don't negotiate with myself. Well, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. I'm going to do this. Or I'll let me wait 2 more minutes till I'm ready. There's none of that shit with me. For decades, I go, I say, we do. I'm not here to discuss this shit with my mind. There's mind, and then there's soul and spirit. And soul and spirit, my soul fucking knows. And when I say jump, you fucking jump. I'm not here to have a discussion with you.
But you have to take control and train this brain. If you don't train this brain, it'll use you instead of you using it.
Everyone wants some life hack that eliminates the need to do the work, but that does not exist. You have to do the work. You've got to hold the line. You've got to make it happen.
What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? I say you crank up the volume on that question. Max it out.
And then go get some.
People who win f***ing douche and people who lose talk sh**. You can win if you choose to learn the things that you need to do and then f***ing do them. That's reality. That's the sh** nobody wants to admit, because admitting so means that you have to take responsibility for where you are currently. And you have to say, I am where I am currently because I didn't do X, Y, and Z. And guess what? That f***ing hurts a little bit. But once you accept that truth, you are able to then move forward with the actions required to get you to where you want to go.
You have no business being average, but now you justify it. You come up with these great reasons why you can't get up at 5. You have these great reasons of why you have to do everything, why you don't execute, why you don't finish, why you don't follow through, why you say you don't exercise and you do it for about 10 days and you quit. You've got an excuse for why you're average. I guarantee you, if you were humble enough, if you were hungry enough, if you really wanted what you said, you'd sit down and you'd study what you do and you'd say, I can do this better. But I have not exhausted all my time. I have not exhausted all my resources. There's something missing. You're not where you're supposed to be. It's not going to take a lot, but it's a small gap. And the gap is called execution. If you were to execute just a little bit more, you'll be on a whole other level.
You have to master the monotonous. It's the boring sh. It's the everyday sh. It's the regular sh. It means doing the sh that most people are too fucking undisciplined to do day in and day out with perfection. Doing it better than everybody else. Doing it to the best of your ability. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things. Are you going to do your workout or are you not? Are you going to do your cardio or are you not?
You think things are going to just go your way? Well, they're not going to just go your way. You got to make them go your way. You think things are going to just happen for you? Well, they're not just going to happen for you. You got to make them happen.
Discipline your body. Free your mind. Get up early and go. Get after it and you will become the person you want to be. And you become that person through one small decision at a time.
You gotta get tired of losing.
You got to get to the point of your life where you say, I have had it. I've had it with going in a restaurant, looking on one side to see what I want to eat, and then look on the other side to see what I could afford. I'd had it living like that. I'd had it borrowing money from people. I'd had it living like a cringing animal. When you don't have any money, it runs your blood pressure up. You hear me? Poverty sucks. Make no mistake about it. And you've got to decide, I have had it. I'm not going to live like this anymore. No, there's got to be more for me. And let me tell you something. You deserve it. You deserve a better life. There is more to your life than you've been living. You deserve it.
There's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have.
you have to believe that something different can happen.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it.
He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
Only those who risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. I want to see how far I can go. I want to see what I can accomplish. I want to see what I can do, what I can be, what I can have. I want to see. I don't want to see what I think I can do. I don't want to see what I think is possible. I want to see what my life would look like if I didn't count the cost. When you want something bad, you can't count the cost, because if you count the cost and you see how much it costs, you might quit. You might give up. So you got to go in knowing that I don't count the cost. I do as many push-ups as it takes, as many sit-ups as it takes, as many reps as it takes. I study as long as it takes. I pay whatever the price is. Why? Because if I start counting the cost, I might quit. I might give up. I might surrender. Don't count the cost. You get to a point where you don't count it. You just do whatever it takes to get whatever you want.
Following your dreams is a lonely, solitary, scary, dangerous pursuit. You can't wait for somebody to think you can do it, because they don't think you can do nothing they can't do. Nobody knows but you. Nobody knows what you are. Even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You got to take your shot.
Have opinions and feelings about yourself, independent of the feedback.
Look at your belief system every single day and stick with it. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Trust the process.
You got to be fearless. You got to be relentless.
You've got to learn how to become resourceful. You've got to learn how to become creative.
At the core of a creative person is they believe there is always an answer. If you don't think there's an answer, how creative are you going to be? How long are you going to hang with that idea? How long are you going to try to work it and percolate it and create it and make it something bigger?
And you've got to be so relentless, regardless of what comes down the pike, that you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, always looking for a way that you can win, always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow.
But you got to understand, you can always get a little bit better. You can always excel a little bit more. You can always push it a little further. You can always climb a little bit higher.
You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs. Through practice and practice, you'll get better and better.
And when you know what you want, you will do anything it takes to get it.
You're going to do whatever it takes. Do you hear me? You're going to go your own way. You're going to do what they won't do. You're going to be smart, and you are going to win.
The fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. Everything is uphill that's worthwhile. And it's not going to come to you, and it's not going to fall in your lap, and it's not going to be something that, oh my gosh, it just was so simple. It's always going to be difficult.
You need a why. Why do you need a why? Because some days you're going to look at that alarm clock and you're going to say, I don't want to get up. But that why is going to say, I'll push yourself. Get up. Your mama needs you. Your daddy needs you. Your children need you. Get up. Your why is going to push you when you can't push yourself. When you want to quit and give up, your why is going to give you that edge you need, that advantage you need, that lift that you need to get to the next level. Your why.
What your why does for you is say, you can't quit. You can't give up. You can't stop. If there's no money, you make up. So you're gonna print it. If nobody's giving you an opportunity, you create it. Your goals are gonna push you. Your dreams are gonna push you. The opportunity of a lifetime is gonna drive you.
You will study as long as it takes. You won't go to sleep until you have the knowledge that it takes to do what you're able to do.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard.
If you do what is easy, complain about your situation, your circumstances. Stand around and be a volunteer victim like everybody else. Surrender and give up on your dreams. Become depressed and bitter and angry. Anybody can do that. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, keep coming back again and again and again. Get up dressed every day, knowing some way, somehow, with a spirit of expectation, I can do this. If you do that over and over and over again, your life will be easy.
You have to understand that easy, quick nonsense is made for the f***ing sheep, and the sheep never f***ing win.
Choose the hard path. The path of responsibility, hard work, and sacrifice. The path of discipline, humility, and ownership that ultimately leads to freedom.
You want to exercise your freedom on the world, but you don't want to exercise it on yourself.
Oh, you shut the world down for telling you what you can't do, but you won't say nothing to you when you don't do what you're supposed to do. You're not getting up when you're supposed to get up. You procrastinate, but you let you slide. You want to hold them accountable? Hold yourself accountable too.
You always want to blame other people. You want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire.
There are things you like, you have absolutely no control. You are like a slave to you.
You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? And you need to get rid of them excuses, and you need to stop pointing fingers at people. And you need to start pointing fingers at yourself. What did you not do?
And the reason why we fast from time to time is not that we have to fast, but at some point, you gotta fast because you gotta tell the flesh who's in control. I'm in control. You're not in control? I know you don't wanna wake up. You don't have an option. Get up. We trying to eat. There's a certain lifestyle we want.
Because I owe it to myself. And can't nobody stop me but me.
You are not where you want to be, not because you need any more gifts. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no, tell you stop, tell you quit. You got to get to a point where you're disciplined. It might require you saying no to your friends. It might require you changing your diet. Whatever it takes, you got to be willing to do it. And you keep saying you're not there because of something else, because it's easier to blame somebody else. I have to take complete ownership. I have to look at all the things that I didn't have control over and say, I got to take control.
Why? When you master yourself, you put yourself in a position that a lot of people can't do what you do, and then you become rare, and diamonds are rare. That's why they cost so much.
You have to be willing to grit it out. You have to be willing to push through discomfort. Nothing that you're about to try or do that is worthwhile is going to be comfortable for you during the process of creating it. Stop with this hope, stop with this I wish, and start replacing those terms with I will fucking do, no matter what.
It's a commitment, it's not a feeling. Commitments don't have nothing to do with your feelings. You do it because you're supposed to.
It's a lifestyle. Instead of hitting that snooze button in the morning and not making your bed, not cleaning your house, you don't hit the snooze button. You get up. You don't want to go run, you go run. You don't want to go swim, you go swim. You don't want to make your bed, you make your bed. You don't want to clean your house, you clean your house. You don't want to study, you study. That's how you start to callous your mind. It's going to suck. It's not going to be fun. Do something that sucks every single day of your life. That's how you grow.
Make every day your masterpiece. The secret of your success is determined by what we do daily.
And here's the crazy part. All you got to do is look in the mirror. All you got to do is deal with yourself, and then we're going to get to a whole other level.
Embrace the pressure. Pressure creates diamonds. Start to take the pressure that you feel from what it is you want to do and turn that into productive action. Let it be the thing that makes you get where you want to go when everybody else is just taking it easy.
No more playing after today. I need you to take control over every single area, and we're going to do it one day at a time, and you're going to get control, and then someday going to be your day.
If you live long enough, a lot of stuff will come against you.
What do you want me to tell you? That it's going to be a picnic? No, it's not. Will there be times when you can't make ends meet? Yes, that's a part of it. Will you have some opposition? Will there be times you won't know what to do? Yes, that's a part of it.
And everybody has what's called a turn back moment. Where the direction you're going, you will have to make a decision to keep going or you turn back. The sad thing is, the average person turns back.
But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
The pressure in your life right now has a purpose. It's not crushing you. It's pushing what's on the inside of you out. It shows you who you are.
Opportunity comes in chaos.
When crises strike in your life, and in the Chinese language, crises mean danger, but it also means opportunity.
A chance to stand up, a chance to get it right, a chance to make a U-turn.
And guess what? You are strong enough to do it. And your life is worth whatever you have to go through. And you can kick on out of those circumstances, whatever they are, where you say, I'm going to keep on kicking. I'm never going to give up. How are you going to make it? I don't know, but I will.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
There's a way that you can begin to handle this. There's a way out here somewhere. There's a solution.
If I really work hard and use my mind and I get creative, there's something out there that I haven't discovered. There's always an answer.
You can do more than you think you can do. You can have more than you think you can have.
The possibilities for you are unlimited. If you're coming back from adversity and devastation, it's unlimited of what you can do.
There's no guarantee that because somebody is now down on their luck, they can never come back. Who can guarantee that you can't make it? No one can do that. You don't know what the possibilities are for your life.
You want your stuff. It's necessary you take responsibility for it. That you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program.
The difference is not the genetic code, the potential. It's a guy that's willing to get knocked down, finally tested on fortune, stand back up, the perseverance to see it through, the never say die attitude. And I go in there, man, and if I don't win, I showed up, I gave my valid effort. And tomorrow I'll do the same thing. And I'll continue to throw shit against the wall. Every day I'll throw more up there, I'll try it again, try it again. And I'll never get comfortable.
I don't feel rejected, I tried. How do you feel rejected when you try? The person who didn't try should feel rejected. The person that didn't try should feel defeated. The person that didn't try should feel some type of way. I tried. I don't feel rejected. I feel good about myself. I tried. I don't feel bad. I gave it 120%. You can't never feel bad when you put forth 120%. You can't let the outcomes make you feel whack. I'm not whack. I'm a warrior. I'm not whack. You know how much I went through to make that thing happen? And I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. And I've made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. You can't defeat me.
We spend our whole lives trying to fit in. We want to be normal. But the people we idolize the most are the ones that stand out.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody. Because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the fucking gym at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning? What's wrong? When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
To be the best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. And it takes being fucking obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
If you really want this, you gotta learn to sacrifice. You gotta learn to give up to go up.
While they was golfing, I was studying. While they was shooting hoops, I was studying. While they was playing games and sitting up and eating and joking in the restaurant, I was studying. You can't get out of something that you're not willing to put into it. You have to put your everything, your mind, your energy, your effort, your discipline. Nothing is going to jump out the fire. If you don't throw something in there, it's not going to happen.
But if you dare to be great, if you dare to go to limits that you've never went to before, they will remember your legacy forever.
You know what you gotta do to get to paradise? You gotta fight like fucking hell to get to fucking paradise. Paradise starts in hell. So the ones that can fight, the ones that come back, those are the ones that succeed.
If there's something you once envisioned and now it's real, it's because you didn't just envision it, you brought so much emotion to it that you unleashed all your desire. You became obsessed with it. You started with a concrete vision of what you wanted and you focused on it continuously, didn't you? Wherever focus goes, energy flows.
You have to be obsessive. You have to be addicted. You have to be disciplined.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar.
you pack your calendar, that's how you show the world that you want to win, because everything is based off of activity. It's mathematically impossible for you not to win at the highest level if your calendar is packed from day till night, every single day, the entire year, day after day after day after day after day, without you winning.
You gotta work smarter and you gotta work f***ing harder. You gotta f***ing do both.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream.
Greatness is not something that you meet once. It's something that you meet thousands of f***ing times in your life, and you don't reach it if you're not constantly in constant f***ing pursuit of greatness.
And when you do this long enough, winning becomes not something that you aspire to do. Winning becomes who the f*** you are.
Ask yourself, what remarkably stupid things am I doing on a regular basis to absolutely screw up my life? What would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? Because you're not everything you could be, and you know it.
And you could be way better. You could be incomparably better across multiple dimensions.
Easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life. What we most fear doing, asking, saying, these are very often exactly what we most need to do.
There's a lot of things in life that we can control, but we choose not to. Let's say tomorrow, you now set in your mind you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. That alarm clock goes off at 6 o'clock in the morning. Your first instinct is, whatever I said yesterday, I was comfortable. It was a nice day yesterday. I made this f***ing plan at 8 o'clock at night. Now it's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired. You hit that snooze button, you've now lost the war. Let's say you get up at 6:45 now, because you snooze a few times. You go in the shower, now your day's all late. So now you feel a little guilty. Now you can miss your workout. You're running late for work now. And guess what the war's going to do? It's going to f*** you up. You must win the war in the morning. So then when you go into life that you cannot control, you've already mentally won so many battles early in the f***ing morning. So you're going into f***ing war having already won something. So you're not going to war defeated. You're going to war knowing, I did my push-up, I did my sit-ups, I read, I meditated. Whatever the f*** you do, you're prepared for what the f*** life is going to bring you. You have to be that person who, no matter what's going on, still says f*** it. I am going to do what I have to do to get to where the f*** I have to go.
I don't think about getting up. I just f***ing get up. And you just do it. You make it a habit.
You got to get over your mind going, I can't do this, it's too hard and all that. You got to push yourself through when you feel exhausted and say, there's a second wind in me, I'm going to find it. But if you find yourself saying, I can't do something, I don't want to do something, but you know if you make yourself do it, you're going to be a better human being, then you must do it. Don't hesitate to do it immediately. Some people say, well, that's not a very safe life. That's not a very secure life. If you want security, go to prison. If you want freedom, this is how you live.
Don't even use the word commit. Don't even think about the word discipline. Just do the thing every single day, whether you feel like it or not. Your only commitment is to the activity, not to the grand scheme, not to the big picture, not to the implications of what it is that you're doing. It's to do the thing. Habits are the building blocks of our lives. Not the goals or the grand schemes or the vision or the big idea. It's what you f***ing do every single day that matters more than anything.
No excuses. Do it. Girlfriend or no girlfriend. Do it. Tired or not tired. Do it. You said you was going to do it out your mouth. You're a man now. And a man is only as good as his word, not his emotions. Your emotions don't win championships. So whatever's going to cause you not to be your best, stop it.
This is about you retraining your brain to understand this is a fucking process that we learn of discipline and execution and competition with ourselves. And if you want to dictate the success that you're going to create, you've got to learn to master the shit that everybody else thinks is irrelevant.
The biggest war you ever go through is right between your own ears. It's in your mind.
The mind is a very powerful thing. It has a tactical advantage over you all the time. It knows where you don't want to go. So it will guide you away from that. And that's why the mind will always win. Until you reprogram it. you gotta figure out a way to reprogram your mind to get outside the box. Whatever my mind said I don't want to do, I realized I must do that.
The greats do things when they don't always want to, and that's the separation.
Without discipline, you're nothing. And discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Because really, the only person that you're fighting every day is yourself. It's not your boss. It's not this or that. Yeah, those are all obstacles. A lot of them, you cannot control those obstacles. But you can control yourself.
We have to regain control of our mind. How you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face.
The only way anything gets accomplished, you gotta work hard. I can't remember what the f*** in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read it again. Still not getting it. Read it again. But if not getting it, write it out. And guess what happened? I got it. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back, your mind will say, okay, we're going to figure it out, because he is not going to stop. To find real, permanent peace, you first must go through suffering. You must go to the dark side of who you are.
Every day I demand more for myself than anybody else could possibly expect. I don't compete with other people. I compete with what I'm capable of.
A person that's obsessed and wants to just get there, they don't care what the temperature is. They no longer care, because they know no matter what's out there, no matter if it's snowing, if it's a damn tropical storm, if it's 20 below, they don't care. They're going to run. It doesn't matter what the f*** is out there, what's in front of me. I'm just going to go. And that's how you want to get your mind.
You have to train your brain by doing things that make you uncomfortable consistently. To build this mindset that when things get hard, we don't shy away, we don't quit, we attack. I'm seeing through all those walls. I'm getting to where I want to go.
You have to literally visualize the connection between what you're doing on a day-by-day basis with what you're wanting. What do you want yourself to look like 10 years from now? What do you want your bank account to look like? What do you want to look like physically 6 months from now or a year from now? You have to connect the dots. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things.
If you think that you've given everything, you really haven't. If you think you're working hard, you're not working hard enough.
You can always do more. You always have another gear, another level of performance. You can always push a little bit harder, get up a little earlier, work a little longer. Whatever it is you want more of, you have complete control over whether you get it or not. People don't have limits. We put limits on ourselves.
All of us, at some time or another, have agonized over making a decision. Some decisions are major decisions. And also there are a lot of small decisions that we don't make, that they tax our minds, they drain our energy, they create a lot of anxiety and nervousness and mental torment because we don't take care of it. We decide not to decide, which is a decision.
Imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
How much time do you spend working on you? How much time do you spend every day working on your dream? What kind of investment have you made in you?
If your mentality is, I can't wait to see what happens great to me in 2022, you are going to get fucking sh** as a result. Life does not reward people who wait to see what happens. What you put in, you will get out. So if you want 2022 to actually be different, you have to not only be willing to visualize and manifest, you have to be willing to grit it out. You have to be willing to push through discomfort. Nothing that you're about to try or do or achieve that is worthwhile is going to be comfortable for you during the process of creating it. And I want you to take the word hope and I want you to throw it on the motherfucking ground and I want you to replace it with the word I will fucking do in 2022.
woe be unto you if you go into another year and waste another year with the old mentality while somebody's in the hospital begging God for the opportunity that you have right now. You better step into this moment.
You're only here for a short time. If you're not going to show people what's possible, who the fuck else is? Who's going to show your kids? Who's going to show your aunts and uncles? Who's going to show your fucking nieces and nephews? Are you going to fail those people? Are you going to buy into the narrative that you can't?
Stand up for your dreams. Stand up for what you want in your life. Decide that your life is so meaningful to you, that you love you and you love life so much that you're going to stand up for something you want. You don't want to be a spectator. You want to get out in the field where the action is, and you will be amazed. After the struggle, there will be a calm period and things will begin to click for you. Come out here with what you got. You don't have enough money? Don't worry about it. You got the dream. You must be patient, persistent, and positive no matter what.
But aren't there some guarantees you can give us? Yes. You're going to die. You can't get out of life alive. So I'm saying to you, you got 6 months to live. Live your life now. Live your dreams now. Start acting like this is your last day on the planet.
Short-term thinking says the donut tastes good, eat it. Short-term thinking says one workout doesn't matter, I can skip it. Short-term thinking encourages you to make short-term emotional decisions that hurt you in the long run. The more short-term decisions you make, decisions that are based on that immediate gratification, decisions based on quick emotional satisfaction, the further from the path you will stray. That's why I say you've got to pay attention. You have to watch every single second, because those seconds turn into minutes, and minutes turn into hours, and hours turn into days, and days turn into years. You need tactical wins. You need to win battles in order to win the war. You need to get out of bed, you need to run, you need to work out, you need to read and study and practice, and you need to do things that you don't necessarily want to do. And I know that can be hard. That's why people lose the war. The daily fight is a challenge. You will not always want to do what you need to do. You will not always feel like doing something you need to do. You may not want to fight that battle, but you need to. You need to know your strategic goals, and you need to know why they are important, and then you need to get up, get out of your damn bed, get off your phone, get out of the soft and addictive comfort zone, and get into the combat zone where you have to fight, where you have to dig deep. You have to be vigilant. You have to be on guard. You have to hold the line on the seemingly insignificant little things. Things that shouldn't matter, but things that do.
You gotta stop telling yourself that you're doing enough. You have to do more. And life is never enough until you feel this overwhelming feeling of, man, I'm out working the crowd. I'm out working everybody. I'm doing more. Once you get there, that's when you know you've done enough.
Think strategic all the time. Before any action or any inaction, ask yourself, is this action going to make me stronger or weaker? You have to tell yourself the truth. And the truth is, you have time, you have the skill, you have the knowledge and the willpower and the discipline to get it done.
Most people don't ever make it where they want to go because they give themselves mental outs. They can say, oh, this business doesn't make enough money, so they quit. You have to learn to train your brain with a zero options mentality. You have to learn to seek out, to be uncomfortable. You have to put yourself in positions where your back is against the wall. That's when you're gonna fucking fight.
Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. Throw your whole self into it. See, most people go at it tentatively. They don't give all their stuff. They don't concentrate.
And if you don't have what you want, stop telling yourself the story because you don't have the money, you don't have the time. That's bullshit. It's because you haven't committed yourself where you would burn your boats. If you want to take the fucking island, burn your fucking boats, and you will take the island, because people, when they're going to either die or succeed, tend to succeed.
When you don't have any other option but to succeed, your chances of success are pretty fucking good. It is, I am going to fucking succeed no matter what I have to do, no matter how hard it is, no matter how difficult the road, no matter how many obstacles stand in my way, no matter how many people stand in my way, no matter what. On the days I don't feel like it, guess what? I'm still getting up, I'm still putting my fucking work boots on, and I'm still going out and kicking fucking ass. That's what people who succeed do.
The battle is actually in your head. You're not gonna hear noises, you're not gonna hear gunfire, you're not gonna hear any explosions. It's not that kind of battle. What's in your head is weakness and laziness, and they're not attacking, they're sneaking around. They're poisoning the strength in your brain.
You are putting things off because in the short term, it's easier, it's more comfortable, it's more pleasurable to be distracted or to indulge yourself doing something else than it is to sit down and do the actual work to create the outputs that matter when they are needed.
And I know what it's like to tell yourself, I'm gonna start on Monday. And then for the next 5 days, you gorge yourself, or you're extra lazy, or you treat yourself extra much because you know you're gonna do it this time, and this time I'm serious, and this time I'm for real, and I'm gonna get it done. Except you're not, and you know you're not. And if you really want it to change, and if you really wanna make a change, and you really wanna be different, and you really want it to be this time, start fucking now. I don't care if it's 9 o'clock at night. Do something productive towards what it is you're trying to become. Because I can tell you right now, for sure, that the people who tell themselves, I'm going to start Monday, never fucking start Monday.
All you have to do to kill procrastination is just start. You just go, and procrastination dies. So don't wonder how you overcome procrastination. It's easy. All you do to overcome procrastination is go.
Stop waiting for something to move you and move yourself. Every day, move yourself. In the morning, move yourself. In the afternoon, move yourself. At night, move yourself. Be very intentional and very deliberate about moving yourself. You control your feelings. Don't nobody else control your feelings. So when you tell me I ain't feeling it no more, it don't got nothing to do with something external. It's something internal that you ain't pushing no more. You push you. You gotta move you. Every single day, if you get to a point in your day and you down and out, if you get to a point in your day and you exhausted, you get to a point in your day and you're not feeling it, you can stop right there and change the mood. Nothing controls you. You control your feelings. You control your mood. Nobody control your mood. You saw something that threw you off. Well, see something that throw you back on.
The only way to get out of the mental trap is to stop thinking and actually start doing it. Because all the research shows that if we can push you to get started on something, you'll likely keep going.
Little things you're putting off, do it. And do it right now. When you make a decision to do something, you flip your brain onto the frequency that you have to be on to do it. You don't have to know how to do it. You only have to know you're going to do it.
Just commit that you wake up. And every single damn day, you push yourself to take one small action forward.
There's always going to be a reason to wait. There's always going to be something that is inconvenient for you to work through. There's always going to be a busy schedule. It's always going to be that way. You have to fucking work through it. There's always going to be a reason for you to do what it takes now if you want it bad enough. But a lot of you motherfuckers just don't want it. And unless you're committed 100%, you just aren't going to make it. The processes of success are always inconvenient in the beginning. They don't stay that way. If you stick with it, if you give it time, if you work through the inconveniences, they become habit. It's just something automatic. And if you can create automatic actions that are positive in your life, you're going to create automatic winning.
No more rationalizing, no more reasons, no more distractions.
I dare you to shut out the world. I dare you to give up everything that is keeping you from your dream.
The clubs, the partying, the hanging out and getting drunk. Now is the time to stay focused. If it's gonna happen, it's gonna be you that makes it happen.
The only motherfucking thing that beats you is you. The only thing that can stop you is you.
And most of y'all are not under covenant. And covenant means me and you, if the company go down, we go down with it. We do not retreat. We do not give up. We do not surrender. And the reason why most of you are not successful is because every single time stuff not going your way, you give up, you quit, you let go. And people feel weakness. They feel it. You can feel when somebody's not committed, when they're not all in, when they're not dedicated. And there's another level you get to when you go all in.
Everything is a test. Everything is an opportunity if you allow it to be.
You must shrink your focus down to one thing, one business, one focus at one time, and master it and get great at it for an extended period of time. The more you shrink your options in pursuit of your dream, the more it'll open them up in your life later. What are the things that are stealing your focus? Who are the people that are stealing your focus? And begin to eliminate these distractions. Get laser focused and obsessed on what you want. Be starving and hungry to get it. Be desperate to get it. The combination of desperation and hunger with laser focus over an extended period of time is the formula to be great at something.
And the only way you prove to yourself that you really want it is that you no longer hit the snooze button. You no longer lose focus when you're studying. You no longer take shortcuts. You no longer playing games. You are willing to do whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes to get to that milestone.
When you build this mental toughness by looking at every little thing as a test of your will and your ability to do what you say you're going to do, your life is going to get better.
And the difference between beast and average people is that average people live from check to check. Average people don't think about their future. They're consumed with the present.
You're not going to be the best if you're not intentional and deliberate.
You got to be intentional and deliberate, whether you're making money or not making money. You got to decide that you're going to do something, and you got to do it every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. The problem with some of you in this room, you're not intentional and deliberate. You're a good person that just hopes the good stuff is going to happen to you.
You got
to
be a morning person, afternoon person, night person. You gotta be when you feel good person, when you sick person, when you tired person.
I'm wired differently. I look at my wife every single day and I said, I gotta grind. I gotta grind for my wife.
And so I execute for my mom. I execute for my grandma. I execute for my sister. That's why I can't quit and give up, even though I get tired just like everybody else.
You have to be relentless. You have to never let off the gas, never stop, never quit.
People who are extremely well accomplished, they have the ability to mentally flip that switch to where they don't have a choice but to do the things they need to do. They will talk as if they don't succeed, the world is going to fucking end.
Listen to me, this is how you do it first, with no money, no human resources, no building, no funding, no support. The first thing we did was we dreamed, we wrote the dream down, we slept the dream. We ate the dream. We rehearsed the dream. We looked at the dream. We talked about the dream. We slept with the dream. We woke up to the dream. We wore the dream. And now, boom, it's our reality.
You want this? You make up your mind.
And yes, it's going to be hard and it's going to be difficult. And you get more no's than you do yes. But when you hold out, things will begin to happen. You won't even understand how.
And you don't get here by quitting when you're tired. You get here by quitting when you're finished, when you're done. You don't stop when you're tired. You stop when you're done. You stop when you complete it, when you execute it. Execution is worship.
There's a moment when you say to yourself, it can't be done.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. And you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that or you can get to work. You just begin. You do the math. You solve one problem. And you solve the next one.
Instead of backing down, you push yourself forward into the unknown.
Do you realize that every day you thought you wasn't gonna make it? Do you remember them days where you thought it was absolutely unbearable and you thought you wasn't gonna endure that one? Do you know that your survival rate for every last one of them bad days is 100%? You batting 1,000. You survived every hater. You survived all the evictions. You survived the firings. You survived all the tell you no, we ain't hiring. You survived all the trouble you ever been in. Your survival rate is 100%.
You got to proactively prepare to catch yourselves. When you find yourself getting negative with people that you have allowed to push your buttons, when you find yourself becoming negative about what's happening to you and the circumstances that you're involved in,
This belongs to you. This is yours. You're the captain. You're the master. You're the foreman. You're the general. You're the head. Don't give control of this to nobody.
You're going to hit a wall. Everybody hits the wall. And that wall shocked some people. That wall knocked the life out of some people. That wall discouraged some people. The wall is painful. Some will choose to go back. But there's some small number who, when they hit that wall, they decide, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be over there. This person doesn't care about the pain because this person knows something. There's no gain without pain. So this person comes back anyhow, again and again and again. And if you keep on hitting that wall, here's what happens to you, that you will have an incredible breakthrough. And it's as if the universe says, let's help him out. I admire that kind of tenacity. Let's give her a hand. Let's send her assistance, send her resources. It will come out of nowhere. As you're working times with tears falling down your face, and you'll look back on the times and you will cherish those times.
Whatever storm you found yourself in today, don't give up. And I know it hurts. And I know you don't want to take it anymore. Your dreams look like you're seeing them from underwater. But don't give up. You have not seen the best days of your life yet.
But you have to start living your life in expectation. You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen. If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you. If you live your life in despair, that's what happens to you. Say this to yourself every day.
It's not over until I win. It's not over till I get through. It's not over till I get over. Not over till I get what I want. Door can't open today. Look out. I'm going to come back and take the hinges off.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how we must be. No guts, no glory. You've got to be willing to face rejection and no again and again and again. Defeat again and again and again. And every time life knocks you down, you jump up and say, it's not over until I win. It's not over. Oh, it's not over yet. Don't count me out yet. It's you, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to take personal responsibility to make it happen. Nobody's going to care more about your dream than you. No one is going to care more about you becoming diamond than you.
If you want to make it happen, it's you. But you've got to take personal responsibility to make it happen.
I'm speaking to the people who want more. The people who want to be the f***ing pinnacle. The people who want to be accomplished. The people who want to make a f***ing difference. You guys are going to have to go all the f*** in. That's your choice.
If you can focus your mind on it, you can change it. You don't like the way your life is going? You have the power to change it. You don't have to be a failure. You don't have to be a quitter. You don't have to be anything you don't want to be. As long as you decide to change your mind.
You got to get to the point in your life where you say, I have had it. I've had it with going in a restaurant, looking on one side to see what I want to eat, and then look on the other side to see what I could afford. I'd had it living like that. I'd had it borrowing money from people. I'd had it living like a cringing animal. When you don't have any money, it runs your blood pressure up. You hear me? And you've got to decide, I have had it. I'm not going to live like this anymore. Let me tell you something. You deserve it. You deserve a better life. There is more to your life than you've been living. You deserve it.
When you commit yourself to do better, that's the moment you start to see real change.
You better be committed or you ain't gonna make it. You have to be committed through the storm and the rain and the heartache and the pain and the disappointment. It's a commitment. It's not a feeling. Commitments don't have nothing to do with your feelings. You do it because you're supposed to. Your feelings will never cooperate with your dreams. Beat your feelings into captivity, because when you beat your feelings into captivity, that is what discipline is.
the very first level is you seeing it. You got to know what it looks like, tastes like, feel like, because you don't, you're going to compromise.
Find those goals that mean something to you. Write them out. Read them every day. Develop a plan of action. Make up your mind that you have the power within yourself to reinvent you.
You've got to work on it. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information.
If you want it bad enough, nothing's going to stop you. Not fear, not somebody's opinion, not how hard your childhood was, not self-doubt, nothing will stop you.
You can do what you put your mind to. And if you continue to put your mind to it, the game opens up new levels. And each new level that gets opened up, you're able to adapt a different mindset and a different approach. You can stop at that level, or you can go, I want more levels. I want more fucking levels.
You can make every dream you've ever had a reality, but you've got to be willing to stand and fight for it. You've got to be willing to give up your time for it. Give up your peace. Give up your blood. Give up your sweat. Give up your tears. Give every single thing you possibly can to that dream.
And you think greatness goes on sale, but true quality never goes on sale. The only thing that goes on sale is cheap stuff. The real high quality stuff, it costs what it costs. They're not trying to get somebody average to buy it. You got to have a certain amount of money or you ought not to be in here. Greatness costs what it costs.
There is a price tag to greatness. Nobody's gonna hand it to you. You've gotta grind for it. You've gotta stick with that thing for as long as it takes and pay whatever price is required.
And while you're suffering from self-doubt, other people are intimidated by your full potential. If your past self could see where you're at today, think of how impressed they would be.
One of the greatest ways you can overcome self-doubt is to realize how far you've come. Maybe you're not exactly where you want to be, but you're a lot better than where you were. And the key is to wake up every single day, put one foot in front of the other, keep moving, and keep growing.
You gotta have some strong reasons for why you're doing this, because when you get out into the arena of life, you're gonna get your ass kicked, and your reasons will be the only thing that will keep you going.
When the dream is worth it to you, you'll go through hell to get it. Who cares how long it takes? What matters is that if it's something that gives your life value, you'll do whatever's required when you feel that it's worth it. You don't need any guarantees if things will work out. You don't need to know the outcome because you know that you'll either find a way or make a way. When it's worth it, you exert greater effort, and greater effort releases the creative genius in you.
When you go up in there and you start going at it passionately, and working with it, and working with it, and working with it, it will reveal its secrets to you. And you'll discover things about yourself that you don't know.